I'm Jonathan Overby with this weekend's edition of the Odyssey series. Cornwall, a Celtic nation with a lengthy history, is the homeland of the Cornish people, who can trace their roots to the ancient Britons, who were inhabitants of southern and central Great Britain before the Roman conquest of 27 to 476. Cornwall also retains an expansive musical past with links to traditional folk music. Helping to make the country of Cornwall unique is the integral aspect of music in everyday life, where brass compositions, choral works, dance and jingles, small and large, reveal the existence of a sweeping musical landscape with a rich and diverse musical legacy. Cornish people, as descendants of their British ancestors, have a long-standing veneration for sacred hymns alongside popular secular tunes, with many first introduced in elementary schools and sung in tandem with English hymns, rendered with the same honored regard. In all, this had a compelling impact on their culture and the broader society. During the medieval period of 476 to 1520, it was commonplace to hear and see Cornish harpers, vectors of poetry, dancers, and strolling bards who often gained employment as performing artists in the homes of the so-called upper classes. As late as the mid-16th century, the Cornish people held on to their traditions in fashion, folklore, and folk melodies, from sacred Christmas carols to sea shanties. Controlled by the English and functioning under English law, the Cornwall people were adversely affected by rules designed to diminish their status, legally and financially, an effort to curtail Cornish professional musicians labeled as conveyors of rebellious information and news. In addition to stifling the musical output of the Cornish people, religious leaders attempted to end the breath of non-liturgical music and dancing. Such action is said to have rapidly reduced patron support for Cornish music, causing it to vanish as it fell out of favor among music patrons. Like many music forms, Cornish music survived. It withstood the test of time in part to a revivalist movement in the 20th century that sparked a renewed interest in the centuries-old tradition of music making. Today, melodies of the past exhibit a new musical facelift with heightened rhythmic nuances, fresh storytelling, and annual festivals near and far that weave through all aspects of Cornish identity. Ever so often just for fun, with intervals of mystery and symbolism added and wed to the celebration of everyday life. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.